We start the day's other headlines in the Gaza Strip and reports that three people were killed and dozens more injured while headed to an aid distribution site in Rafah early this morning. That came as Palestinians held funerals for victims of a separate attack yesterday near the same site. Health officials say at least 31 people were killed and more than 170 were wounded. Among the dead was Hussam Wafi, whose brother said he was trying to get flour for his family.
They told them there was flour on the way, that they could go and buy flour. He was buying it to feed his daughters. He was struck. He was martyred. And his two siblings, some are in the intensive care unit. They all went together.
Witnesses of both incidents say Israeli troops opened fire on the crowds. Israel says it fired warning shots at what it called suspects who approached its forces. For its part, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says it delivered aid on both days without incident. Separately, health officials in Gaza say an Israeli airstrike on a residential building in the north killed 14 people today, mostly women and children. Israel said it struck terror targets in the area, but did not elaborate. The U.S. Supreme Court says it won't hear two gun rights cases. One was a challenge to Maryland's assault weapon ban. State lawmakers passed the ban after a shooter used an AR-15 to kill 26 people, including 20 first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. Challengers had argued that the ban violates the Second Amendment rights of gun owners. Today's ruling doesn't answer if states can crack down on such weapons. Similar challenges are playing out in lower courts, and Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the Supreme Court, quote, will address the AR-15 issue soon in the next term or two. The justices also declined to hear a challenge to Rhode Island's ban on high-capacity gun magazines. In 2022, the state banned anyone from owning a magazine that carries more than 10 rounds of ammunition. In Canada, more than 100 wildfires have forced mass evacuations and sent smoke and unhealthy air deep into the U.S. At least 25,000 residents have fled the fires across the provinces of Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta. The blazes began last week and are being fueled by hot and dry weather. As the smoke spreads south, air quality in parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin is worsening. In some areas, the air is rated as very unhealthy, the second worst category out of six. Weather officials say the smoke will be seen as far south as the Gulf Coast states later today and into tomorrow. Europe's most active volcano sprang to life earlier today. Mount Etna unleashed plumes of smoke and ash that soared several miles into the air. Italian authorities say the eruption was triggered when part of a crater collapsed, causing hot lava to pour down its side. Footage captured tourists hurrying downhill away from the scene. Local media said tremors could be felt in nearby towns and villages, but there was no immediate danger to the population and air travel was not affected. Newark Airport reopened one of its three runways today, nearly 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The first flights took off earlier today, following a $121 million rehabilitation project. But more testing is needed before planes can land there. Still, it's a welcome development after the airport's recent troubles, which included tech outages, staffing shortages, and flight disruptions. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says his agency is working to get Newark completely back up to speed.
I want you to know that you have every asset that touches the problem working together, coordinating, cooperating, collaborating to make sure that as a team, we address the problem that exists at Newark.
Last month, the Federal Aviation Administration limited the number of flights to and from Newark. The FAA is expected to increase daily flights soon, but an exact date has not been made public. On Wall Street today, stocks managed some modest gains to start the new trading month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added just 35 points on the day. The Nasdaq rose nearly 130 points. The S&P 500 also finished in positive territory. And we have a good news, bad news story from the world of astronomy. On the one hand, according to a Finnish team of scientists writing in the journal Nature Astronomy, there's a 50-50 chance that the Milky Way will collide with the Andromeda Galaxy in the next 10 billion years. That's represented on the bottom of this composite image showing the various scenarios. On the other hand, that's actually less likely than previously thought. Or, as the astronomers put it, quote, As it stands, proclamations of the impending demise of our galaxy seem greatly exaggerated. Still to come on the NewsHour, Congress wrangles over the president's legislative agenda. And Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.